puta fuera de tapo. Lávame el cemento,
lávame el cemento.
Como el cemento,
como el cemento.
Yo hago bata,
yo hago bata.
Let's have a good time. Let's sit down, start a conversation, and let that conversation run. Only here on Matt Runs. Hey guys, Mateo Guricelli here. Welcome to another cool episode of Matt Runs. All right, well, the show's called Matt Runs. People ask awesome. Me why Matt Runs, because everybody knows I do triathlon, I run, etc. But this time it's not about running or doing physical activities. It's more on mouth movement and making conversations run.
Yeah, right? that's a good platform for you too, man. I think it's really good that you're able to extend yourself aside from being physical to really sharing your talents across the world.
Yeah,
It's really it's especially now during a pandemic like this today. Everybody's listening, and voice is very important.
Can you hear that applause? Can you hear that applause?
Yeah.
No, but thanks, Hol. If people are asking and wondering, like, who Holly DeChanco is, who Holly is to my life and everything, Holly's been a wonderful friend for myself now. She's been with me since, how old were we friends, Holly?
I think since we were very little.
Elementary.
Let's put it that way.
Holly was my really good friend, and she'd always be there for me in everything and everything and anything we did together. I remember the story I always tell my friends. That you used to carry my bags.
It's a great story.
Yeah, it's a great story. How old were we?
I think we were probably around 8 or 9.
8 or 9. You want to tell them why you used to carry my bags?
Well, the truth behind that was Mateo had hernia.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a good friend, you obviously want to be able to help your friend out, especially during times like that. So, who else but me? I guess, you know, I was always one to be a good friend to everyone. But of course, Mateo,
you're a good was a friend special to me. Friend. Yeah, and, yeah, I had a hernia when I was around that age, and I couldn't carry my bag. So after every class, Holly DeChanco would wait for me outside, and I'd exit, and she'd carry my bags for me. Wow, so nice. We have other stories together. Also about everything, but let's talk about that some other time. Something very, very interesting on Holly DeChanco. You can follow her on social media. What's your social media account?
Holly Dawn. Thanks for exposing my last name.
Holly Dawn.
I appreciate it.
Bawal ba yun?
Okay lang, but you know, I carry Holly Dawn.
Okay,
now
let's carry Holly
shorter
Dawn.
Shorter reasons.
That's the okay. Holly Dawn. Holly Dawn. So Holly Dawn. It's weird. Anyways, Holly
Is
Dawn.
It?
Hol. So you're a professional. You're a professional interior designer.
Right.
That's what you can also see on your social media with your sisters and everything. You guys are working out and doing your cool thing, traveling and enjoying the beautiful Cebu Island. You know, Cebu is one of the best places in the world.
Agree.
yeah, right? You know, I miss it every day. But I'm here in Manila and I see your pictures and it makes me feel like home.
Good. I'm glad we're able to share that with people who are also not, you know, not here physically.
Yeah.
So I think that's also one of the good things about social media right now and using social media as a platform to really inspire and also just really be able to reach out to more people.
Yeah, and Cebu is so different. I mean, Cebu is so chill. People don't understand. You know, I mean, we grew up in Cebu and that's our normal lifestyle. How can you compare Cebu people from Manila people?
If I want to compare Cebu people to Manila people, but obviously let's just put it this way, like I'm the kind of girl who does go to the office and I don't mind going in chinelas. So you know, that's kind of like the chill laid back lifestyle I think you are trying to explain. And obviously Cebu is so accessible in terms of mountain to sea. So unlike Manila where it takes hours just to get to like a beach. I know, I think the closest one you guys have is maybe around 2 hours away. And you don't really get the actual white sand that we have here. So,
yeah, there in Cebu, like, know, after work you can actually go to the beach and just relax.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially now with the pandemic, I know it's hard to go around, but lately we have been exploring sea and then office and then, you know, at night you're in the mountains. So it's a sense of like travel too. So it's like a sense of escape.
And also it's very, very good mentally, kumbaga, right now, during the pandemic, it's been a year already, and you know, people in Manila, a lot of us here are going crazy because, for example, Sarah and I, for the first 6, 7, 8 months, we were inside a condominium. Right. And I was trying to visualize if we lived in Cebu. I mean, if we lived in Cebu, we could have lived like by the beach, you know?
Yeah. Well, we were definitely lucky, and I mean, I would call where we are. You know, we are blessed to be here. Of course, not everybody also gets the opportunity to do the beach and the sky at the same time because of lockdown. But right. For those who had the chance, yes, Cebu is definitely an easier experience for that.
I remember nung super lockdown talaga, people would still go out, and Gwen Garcia would just call them out on social media. Are you guys scared of Gwen Garcia?
Not necessarily. I think she's doing what she needs to do, and I think she's doing a very good job at it. So I think if it also wasn't for her, there would have been a lot more cases here.
Right. I heard, that's what I heard. I heard talagang si Gwen has been doing a great job to really, you know, hold on the cases of COVID there in Cebu. Is that true?
Yeah. Everybody's actually doing their very best. And of course, at first it's hard, and I know a lot of people go through the mental aspect of, you know, the pandemic, the issues of what's going on in the pandemic. And that's the reason why I think, you know, part of our happiness and our mental, how do you say it? Like our mind and our body and our soul needs to be rejuvenated at a point, especially now that we're a little bit freer.
I guess the word mental health, you know, a lot of people have been using the word mental health sometimes. I used to think it was always overused, mental health, but it's something very, very real and something very true and something to be taken really seriously, you know? And I think you're very, very good. I don't advocate bang tawag doon? Ang tawag diha? Advocate ba? Holly's a good mental health advocate, because I remember back in the day, you would say, Mateo, I can read your vibe. I can see what you're feeling. I can see ganito, ganito. And, you know, honestly, I was like, what the hell? Come on, Holly, stop it. You're subconscious, ganito, ganito. But, you know, after all these years, you continue doing what you're doing. And talagang you've touched a lot of people, and you've made them realize so many things in their lives. And can you talk more about that, on how you affect people with their mental health journey?
I mean, of course, like the journey of mental health also starts with you. This didn't come overnight. I think as I grew up, and I think that's where you you kind of mentioned also that I was able to share that with you guys early on. It was also my discovery and kind of like the self-discovery of still trying to figure it out for myself. And a big part of it was really getting to know myself and who you truly are within you, because it's very hard to share something like this when you're genuinely not aware of what your true needs are as a human being. And that is in terms of happiness, what you want, what you don't want, you know, even career, or like you know, feelings, like, you know, the people around you. So everything in life is a choice. So the mental part of this is really about learning to accept who you are first before you're able to understand the people around you. And once you get to do that, you're able to share with them that that mindfulness, the mindfulness practice.
So are you saying, like, happiness, how do I become happy? Like, how can I stay happy, become happy, become positive and everything? It sounds so easy, but is it actually easy to do? Is it a choice that, oh, tomorrow I want to be happy? There's a lot of people that want to do that, but they can't do that, especially with the circumstances today, with the pandemic. I can't go out, I can't work. A lot of people have financial problems, etc., etc. How can I be happy? How can I stay happy?
You know, happiness is really defined by you, because my sense of happiness is different from your sense of happiness. Okay. So we really can't compare what happiness is for each individual.
So how do you determine what happiness is? Is happiness a good relationship with a friend, with a spouse, with a partner? Is happiness money? Is happiness courage? What is happiness?
You know, I can't give you a definition of happiness, because for me, happiness is more of that internal feeling that you genuinely feel. And I think you know what I mean, like, because happiness can also be, you know, it's merely a feeling. Like, we can be happy in different moments in our lives, and creating happiness is really genuinely about being more mindful of what you really, really want. And I think a lot of people also kind of ask that, like, oh, is happiness finding purpose? Like, you know, that question on people are saying, so what is my purpose in life? You know, and how do I find happiness when we're always seeing all these negative things in the world? The pandemic's happening, there's like destruction, there's killing, there's robberies, you know, all of these things that are happening. How do you find happiness in that? And so genuinely for me, I try to find happiness even in the smallest things, you know. A biggest part of me is also finding happiness through myself by just doing small gestures, like, by even breathing. So breathing is something that really allow, like, people neglect to do on a regular. I mean, let me ask you, like, when was the last time you actually listened to your breath?
I actually did, Karina. I actually do.
Oh, good.
But for the viewers and listeners right now, this is very, very important. Like, I understand and I totally know what you're saying. We neglect our breath. We take our breath
for granted.
This for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading something, Karina, about intermittent fasting. It was actually saying, inhale through your nose, feel that abdomen going up, and exhale through your mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think this gives a big effect to somebody's mental health. Can you explain why?
Well, I mean, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist in any form. And of course, this is not something I genuinely studied, but I've experienced it myself to be able to, and that's why I love to share it with people, because once you experience it with yourself and you know that it works for you, why not share it with people? Or at least they try, right? So back to that breath work, you know, the only reason for why I really went through this is because I went through a dip in my life.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people see that, you know, what you see on social media or knowing a person. And I think people who know me, they're always like, oh, you're genuinely happy all the time. And that goes back to you, right? You, I mean, you would say that about me, like, I'm always jolly or I'm happy, or you haven't really seen me like sad. But I mean, I'm only human. Right. So we do go through these emotions, and I think the biggest part of it is really just going through this dip and acknowledging the fact that, how am I going to get out of this situation in the quickest possible way to become the best version of myself?
Okay. And you can use breath for this. You can listen to your breath, and it can make you feel better.
I mean, absolutely. Breath is one of the biggest factors that a lot of people neglect, because our human body is actually consisting of water.
Okay.
You know, we have a lot of water. That's the reason why we also need to take a lot of water, because our body needs to function in a flowing state, right?
Okay.
And breathing is obviously one way that that's the reason why we're alive. Correct.
Okay. So how do you be more conscious in your breathing? How do you do this?
So breathing to me, which I will explain to you, because there's a lot of different types of breathing techniques. But number one, like you said, taking that one moment or a couple of seconds in your day, when you either it's beginning in the early morning, or when you're even just sitting awaiting in transit, just listening to your breath. Like listening to your breath, breathing in, inhaling, and then holding that breath for a couple seconds, and then exhaling it all out. You know, it sounds like a very silly practice, because people tend to think, okay, I don't even have time for that. You know, we're busy people. I know that, especially with you as well. I know that you're also busy with the entertainment industry, and everybody else, they have their own professions. But breath is really something that I emphasize on when I teach mindfulness practice. Okay. Because mindfulness is really within you, and it starts within you. And you need to understand how your body is going to start to recover because of all of these practices that you put inside, or practices that you do on a daily. So breath is number one.
Okay, so you're actually teaching this activity called mindfulness practice, kumbaga.
I guess you could say that. I think it's mindfulness is, like you said, a lot of people didn't really know what that is to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But I do teach meditation. It started because, you know, I have a lot of friends who have mental illnesses, and I also have a lot of friends who deal with anxiety. And I myself dealt with anxiety a very big amount of my childhood and my adolescence years, you know. So meditation helped me. And I think I know your next question, because some people always ask, like, what is meditation? Like, is it something that...
What does meditation mean, and how do you meditate? Because some people think, oh, meditation, you're sitting down.
Yeah, like you're closing your eyes and you're like, you know. I mean, that's just what it really is. That's what you see, or when you Google things, that's what you see online about meditation. However, meditation is really just, again, back to the mindfulness practice. So it's really going back to acknowledging the feelings in your body, however you're feeling, wherever the pains are at the moment, closing your eyes, being aware of your surroundings, you know, again, going back to feeling. So not every day, we're so busy with our lives that we are constantly neglecting our environment and our surroundings, the temperature, the people, the sounds of nature, or, you know, like we're so busy doing life that we forget about that. And I think during the pandemic, of course, it gave us an opportunity to stop, and it gave us the opportunity to listen more to our inner thoughts. And part of meditation and mindfulness is really being aware of how you are genuinely feeling.
So how do you meditate? And like, what do I do now? For example, you tell me, Mateo, let's meditate. What do you do? You take a step back, you relax, close your eyes, take a deep breath. How do you do it? What's your basic meditation routine?
I mean, for me, my days usually start at 5 in the morning.
Okay, same.
Yeah, so 5 in the morning, I really take an hour of my day to sit or even lay down. And I really just allow myself to feel what I'm feeling in that moment. So if I'm feeling tired because I didn't sleep well last night, my neck really hurts, I close my eyes and I breathe and I acknowledge the pain. And I acknowledge the feelings that I'm going through. I try to neglect the thoughts of what I'm doing during the day, because that's a common that's a common thing that you can go through, right? There's a common realization that some people are like waking up and they're like, oh, I'm just gonna think about what I'm doing today. I'm so stressed. I have so many things to do. You know, I have to do. I have to get from X, like point X to point Z. So mindful meditation is really about you, not about what you're going to be doing for you.
Okay.
It's what you're doing in the moment for your body, so that your body will get into a phase of genuine, pure, vibrational relaxation.
Okay, but so a lot of people can say meditation, oh, my meditation is praying, my reading the Bible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a different kind of meditation also, right?
I mean, that's a sort of meditation too. Meditation doesn't necessarily mean that you're closing your eyes. When I cook, I'm meditating, and I'm sure Sarah as well. That's the reason why she likes to bake. There's multiple ways that people try or do meditation in terms of art therapy. Lately, I've been doing like painting and doing artworks, just because I felt like it's another sort of meditation. And I don't know if you saw in my Instagram, but I've also gotten into free diving. So
free diving is really meditation. You go down in that water with no oxygen, you know, you only have that stored oxygen. You took how many breaths up, and when you go down, you can spend like 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and you're just, that's like talagang, you feel something else when you're free diving.
It is, absolutely. And I mean, it's the art of meditation as well, because being able to allow yourself to just be present in that moment, knowing that, okay, you have this one breath to be down there, to appreciate what you're seeing, it's just so beautiful. And that's another form of meditation for sure.
Yeah, for example, I was telling Sarah, love, you have to go scuba diving with me. And scuba diving is also a different kind, but I think free diving is something else also. Talaga, it gives you a different experience. Talaga, you can, it's like the emptiness, but it's whole. Parang you, it's empty, but it's full. Alam mo yun?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know this about me, but I've always been afraid of fish growing up.
I remember.
Yeah, so it's been a really interesting journey for me, because like I said, through my mindfulness practice as well, I got to a point where I faced my fears. I allowed myself to really involve myself in something that's beyond my comfort zone. So that's definitely something for me that really helped.
So would you recommend to every Filipino, everybody listening, watching right now, that meditation is something very, very important that somebody can always put into their schedules? Like, I don't know, 10, 30, 1 hour, you know, some time during the day to just stop and meditate and listen to your body, listen to yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, every person needs to be a little bit more mindful of that, or put that in your schedule, whether it's mindful walking meditation or sitting down and nonverbal meditation when you're eating. You know, sometimes people are eating and we're constantly on our phones, or we're constantly, like, you know, trying to get our minds working. Even a silent dinner, I do it all the time, and I just did it right before you called me today. But a silent dinner of just you looking at your food and appreciating every single thing about it.
That's true.
That's really the beauty of, you know,
that's true,
the mindful act.
I totally agree, because in life today, so many things are happening, right? Social media is happening. Social media is a whole big basket. It's a whole different world, right? If you're just swamped and you're just reading comments every day, you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very thankful for everybody that comments on our social medias and stuff and says good things, right? I read them, etc. But if you really make that your world, I think you're going to go crazy with everything else. I think it's very, very important to have your own circle.
I think it's also personal space,
kumbaga.
Right. And I mean, we do this all the time. And personal space, like for me, personal space doesn't necessarily also have to mean you being by yourself, you know? I mean, it's good to have your own space, but it's also good to have a support group, people who understand you, you know, the non-judgmental part of life. A lot of times, you know, as human beings, we're always constantly, like, comparing ourselves with others, especially now with social media, no? Like, we see that always, and it's very apparent. So, like, being with people who are, who understand this kind of mindfulness and this kind of practice also, the art of positivity, and surrounding yourself with those kinds of people, is a really healthy lifestyle to be surrounded with. Yeah. Because, you know, oftentimes we spend a lot of times with ourselves already. You know, we go to bed, we're in our mind, we're in our own selves. But also a good avenue for that is really just getting that support group as well, who understand you, like, completely. No judgments, just pure love, genuine love.
That's very true. And that's kind of difficult to find, Holly. Yeah, you can't find that everywhere. I mean, the closest where you can find pure, honest love is through your family, your parents. But also with them, you get disagree with your parents, no?
Oh, absolutely.
With your partner, with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. But sometimes with them, you still disagree. So how can you find complete peace with yourself? Like, how can you find complete happiness? And how can you be completely whole with your being?
You know, Mats, part of life is we go through obstacles. There's always going to be the laws of polarity. There's going to be good and bad, you know. There's always going to be that. And that's the reason why I practice the art of balance, you know.
Balance.
Because balance is something that we really need to understand in life, that we are not always going to have a good day. And we're not always going to meet the right people, but we're going to have to understand that we need to know how to get through life in that moment, and understanding that all of these situations that we are going through and encountering have a greater purpose for us. You know, like today, I mean, you know, I've had a very unusual week. You know, usually my weeks are usually going very on point all the time, you know, happy or very smoothly. But this week, I've just had a very rough one. But okay. I took this opportunity for having this rough week to understand what is the reason for why I'm feeling this way, and how am I going to get out of this feeling? And knowing that you can get out of the feeling faster is a very good practice of balance. You know, understanding that you can get out of situations depending on how you put your mind into it. And that's why...
How do you do that? Do you pray to God? Do you pray to yourself? What do you do?
I mean, of course, like, prayer is very helpful. I think it's really just more of a practice. One, being gratitude, like, being grateful. So, I practice gratitude all the time. I have a journal with me. I always write, I'm grateful for feeling this way today. I'm grateful for the people that I'm meeting. even when I'm feeling bad, I'm grateful that I feel bad today, you know?
Like, I think being grateful is very, very important. Personally speaking, for me naman, sometimes there are weeks na parang I forget to be grateful, to be honest
absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely.
Like, no, there are weeks, but they're all, obviously, I'm very grateful for everything, Like, example, especially when I got married, sabi ko, mm-hmm. I told Sarah, love, I'm so grateful for every minute, not just with you, but every minute spent right now. Like, for example, the utensils we use, talaga, I'm so grateful we bought this together. The plates right. we use, we bought this together. I'm so grateful for this moment with you, with our dogs, with life, every second, every minute. And I think being grateful is very important. Sometimes, because when life goes on, when we're so, so busy, we tend to forget to be grateful. We tend to criticize na lang everybody. Ayoko naman yan. Ayoko ito. Dahil ganun. But it's so important to stop and say, yo, thanks, Hol. You know, I'm so grateful you're here. I'm so, you know, it's very important.
Yeah. No? And even for, it doesn't necessarily have to be for the good things only, you know. I tend to use gratitude also in the things that kind of, like the people that hurt me even, you know, like relationships or breakups or people who, you know, who don't treat you well or situations that are not going for you. I'm just grateful because if it wasn't for these people or these situations, I wouldn't have seen a bigger picture, you know? Yeah. Everybody has a reason in your life. Everything happens for a reason. I don't believe in coincidences. Like, I believe in the fact destiny. That we create our life, no? Like, every day we choose what we decide to do. And, you know, every day we create a life that we should really love and, you know, cherish and be grateful for, because that just ends up, you know, that's why a lot of times, like, we just end up feeling sad about it because we missed out on the moment because right. we neglected to, you know, act upon the situation.
But you're saying, like, it's up to us to decide on what tomorrow will become. Is that what
absolutely.
You're saying?
Absolutely.
But don't you think?
Think
don't you
choice.
Think life is planned? Don't you think there are already dots connected by God? Don't you think there are things? There's destiny. There's fate.
Well,
no,
I
you
mean,
and I will see each other.
Religion versus this. I mean, I don't want to tackle religion because, of course, like everybody has their own, you know, interpretation of that. But in the end of the day, obviously, like, I believe God gave us a free choice and a free will to create the life that we want, no? He's a God who is not judgmental. He's a loving and unconditional God as well. So in those words, I still think that we have the choice to create whatever our heart desires, you know?
Yeah.
We have all these dreams and aspirations. The only thing that stops us from really reaching all of these things are fear.
Fear.
And I think that's
fear stops
big
us
fear.
From doing everything we want to do.
Absolutely. You know, fear is the number one thing that holds a lot of people back.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've attended a lot of seminars too on self-help and like motivational speakers. I don't know if you've heard of Tony Robbins or, you know, the art of just really understanding that life is for you and it's not against you. You know, sometimes in
fear
life.
Talaga, I love what you said about fear. And especially with our Filipino culture, there's a lot of fear instilled.
Absolutely.
With our Filipino, specifically with our Pinoy culture. Why? Because, you know, wag kang pumunta dyan dahil, you know, I
right.
got to dito because na mahitabo, mga ano ba.
Yeah. Well, that's also
this.
Because it's a lot of, a big part of it is also programming. So if you go back to this, programming meaning when we were little, oh, Mateo, don't run there, ha? Kay the mumu will do this. Like, you know, you know, so there's all of these little beliefs that were instilled in our minds, even at an early age. And that's why I'm saying, you know, like, especially when you have a child soon, if you do have a child or your nephews or your cousins, I'm a very big fan of letting them know that until the age of 7, it's the very primal age to really teach a child the proper, you know, understanding that we don't really need to give them that fear, you know, even when you're a child, you know, children are not afraid to make get samad, diba? Or like they're not afraid to fall on their face. But as we grow up, you know, we tend to just be afraid of it because sometimes, you know, at that point when we were younger, our parents got mad at us for falling, for crying. So those are programmings, and that really just really happens with that. Like it carries along with you, you know, and it instills a lot of fear. Sometimes I still wonder where I got the fear of fish. But, you know,
That's kind of fun to try to discover, you know, why you're scared of fish.
Well, I'm happy to say I've overcome that fear. And it took me a while, but it's really a big achievement on my end.
Congratulations, conquering fish.
To be able to do that.
No, but I really agree with you that fear talagang hinders and stops us from being successful and doing the things we want to do. For example, Sarah before, she didn't want to go to the gym alone. I'm like, why? Because I just don't want to. But she did. She conquered her fear. She went to the gym alone and she enjoys going to the gym alone. She said, love, I'll never be able to drive. She tried driving and she bumped the car and she continued driving and she knows how to drive. You know, just fear. Yeah,
absolutely. And I remember that one time, remember when we were in Palawan with Sarah, and she was afraid to jump off that cliff.
Yeah.
But we all did it together. Yeah. So I remember, you know, that she was like, Holly, hindi ko kaya, you know. But I think it's also, you know, being able to be there with that support group, like what I mentioned a while ago, you know, being able to be doing things together with people who are going to allow you to just be truly who you are, you know, strip yourself naked and like just be who you are, no judgments. That's exactly the people you want to be around in order
that,
for you
that
to.
That takes a lot of courage also, huh? To
absolutely.
Strip everything down. Parang you're coming in naked, kumbaga, and just being so vulnerable. That takes a lot of
I mean, it's time. It's time, and it's really a full understanding of yourself. And I think that's really something that a lot of people struggle with. That's the biggest struggle that people go through these days. And that's why it's very important that right now, like a platform like this or what you're sharing today, we're able to, you know, be that light to other people, show people that we're still human too. We go through these emotions. We go through ups and downs. But it's really the matter of how we're going to move forward from the dips in life, you know?
Yeah.
That's the biggest challenge.
Yeah, falling down, you know, crumbling in mud, falling down, getting hurt. It's very, very important because it just makes you stand up stronger and just become a stronger person.
Yeah, and I'm sure you yourself can attest to that, Dubai. You've been through the military practice and the training. There are days I know you mentioned to me that you almost just gave up and you wanted to cry. It's really picking yourself up from that, and it's seeing the bigger picture of like why you started to begin with.
Exactly.
You know, and
why you're there, why you're doing this.
Yeah,
what
and
the purpose
just
is,
doing it for you because it's going to be really good for you and good for your soul, your body, your mind. And I think that's the most important thing that we should always remember to do things for you and for not anyone else, but for yourself.
Yeah, people should start loving themselves more, but not too much, huh? Not too much na talagang, you know, everybody's
self-love.
Big-headed na and too much love. But I think loving yourself is very important. Giving sufficient love to oneself is very, very important. I'm so, like, for example, I always go back to my wife. You know, I can really tell now she loves herself now, and she's loved herself. She loves herself today more than she's ever loved herself ever. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I mean, I've seen her glow more, like now than I've ever seen her before.
Yeah, and you know what? I realized Sarah's the strongest person I've ever met in my life. She's so strong. She's so strong, and it's incredible how strong she is and how stronger she's getting and just how magical she is every day. Anyways, that's a different topic. Yeah. But you know, she I learn from her every
love.
Day. I learn from her so much every single day. And,
yeah, and but that's the thing too, because you're also learning about yourself. And so that's the reason why both of you guys are a good match together, because you learn from each other's mistakes, you help each other grow.
Yeah.
And that's a really good relationship to have, you know, a very supportive one, because those are very rare and hard to find.
It is. I always tell Sarah, love, you know, love is just like a puzzle, you know. Sometimes talagang the puzzle won't fit. Sometimes it fits perfectly. You never know until it really happens.
While you're waiting for it, you just really gotta enjoy the ride, you know? The wave of life. And I always explain this to a lot of people I mentor and a lot of people I share, you know, inspiration with. Life is a pendulum, you know, like, you know, those pendulums. They start up and then they go down. And then obviously when you're down, the pendulum has no way but up again, right? And when you're up, you're going back down again. So it's really just a constant wave. It's understanding that you are going to go through these dips again. You are going to meet people who are not good for you, but it's the matter of choice. Right. It's the matter of how you're going to get out of all of these situations. So I think that's a challenge. Even marriage for you, I'm sure. I mean, now you've been married for what, a year now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you're going to still, I don't know if you're still in your honeymoon phase or whatever, but I mean, you're going to see the ups and downs. Like, I mean, I'm not married yet, but I also see that, you know, life is going to bring you all of those ups and downs regardless.
Well, I really recommend marriage for you. Once you've found that one, please get married as soon as possible.
Yes. Yes, to marriage is
the most beautiful thing in the whole entire world. Talagang it's so nice. Well, anyways, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Let's wrap this up. And thank you very much. I mean, we could talk about a lot of other things in the future. But let's keep it to this, you know, mindfulness thinking, positivity, fear, meditation. I think these are things that, you know, we always have to keep in mind.
And gratitude. Don't forget.
And gratitude, being grateful. Talagang, you know, saying thank you and being grateful. May I just wrap this up that I've always been afraid of heights, super always, no? And that's why I'm always afraid of heights. Like I feel like I piss my pants every time I see heights. I guess that's why I started jumping out of airplanes, parang to really conquer my fear. And that's the most beautiful feeling in the whole entire world after I conquer that fear. It still makes me super nervous and it still makes me super scared. But once you're out there and once you just give into the universe, talaga, you feel you're the most free person in the whole entire world. It's just so amazing to feel.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm really happy that we're able to share these topics as well, because, you know, it's something that is neglected to be, you know, openly shared with people. A lot of people, again, are fearful to even like start doing all of these practices like mindfulness and meditation and all of these, you know, like even working out or like doing something new. A lot of people are afraid of that. So I'm just really happy that you also, you got to a point that you wanted to share this with your viewers. And I'm happy that you were able to contact me to share that with you guys.
Thanks, Halls. And in the future, you know, we can talk about other things. There's so many things to talk about. More about those hernia days when you'd carry my bag. And we can talk about our field trips to your house and other things.
All the young childhood Mateo life.
Yeah, life that was super fun. We had an amazing childhood, Hall. It was super amazing.
Great fun.
Yep, no regrets. It was amazing. I can't wait to have kids.
Sometimes
you just want to
be a child again, no?
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes I'm done. No, but I can't wait to have kids to actually tell them, you know, I did this, Papa did this, you know, we went through this and all that stuff. So anyways, Hall, thank you very, very much for your time. And let's talk more. And I wish you all the best. Keep safe and say hi to the family.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. You guys keep safe too. Love you guys.
Love you all. Thank you very much.